The Chai FM Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
101.9 Chai FM. This time of the week, every week, we speak with the Clarion Project to talk about what has been going on in terms of terrorism. And with us is Maira from the Clarion Project. Thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good morning.
So a tough weekend when it came to the issue of terrorism. Of course, the Salomon family being murdered there in the settlement of Chalamish. What update can you give us in that regard?
Well, it seems that the government has decided to install high-tech security cameras on the entrances to the Temple Mount. We've heard different reports about the metal detectors, if they're going to stay up or if they're going to come down. But we're hoping that the government isn't going to back down and take down the metal detectors.
And has there been any further update on, I see a lot of reports around understanding what was the security at the particular area, how this particular terrorist may have gotten in. Is there any more details that we have in that regard?
I haven't seen anything specific. I know each settlement has their own security. And by the way, when we say settlement, it sounds like, you know, Jews are they're taking over Palestinian areas, and that's really not the case. This quote-unquote settlement is right next to the Green Line, practically. In fact, I was just driving to see my children who live in the same town as the young father who was killed, and I saw a sign just for that settlement. So it's really just, you know, like about 2 minutes away from, I guess, what you would call Eretz Israel, the land of Israel proper. So each of them, you know, they have fences and they have security. This terrorist got through the fence. I'm not exactly sure what the security situation was in terms of if they saw him initially or if they didn't see him initially.
Yeah, absolutely. It does seem to have been a bit of an issue. Now, in the past, we've sometimes seen escalations. I know there was a rocket attack this morning. Are we seeing an increase in tensions following the events of the weekend?
I think that the increase in tensions started before the weekend. This is all a function of the blood libel that's been going on having to do with the Temple Mount. This is something that the Palestinian Authority uses continually to incite the masses against Israel, saying that Israel wants to take over the Temple Mount and change what's called the status quo. Just so that your readers know, when in 1967 the East Jerusalem and West Jerusalem was unified, when Israel took over all of Jerusalem, the keys to the Temple Mount, Judaism's most holy site, and a holy site to the Arabs, was given back to the Arabs. The Arabs had been the Islamic Waqf from Jordan had been responsible for administering the Temple Mount, and Moshe Dayan gave the keys back to them. It was an enormous and magnanimous gesture, saying that we're not here to conquer here, we're here for everyone. So this blood libel that we want to take over the Temple Mount has been going on. It was what stimulated the 1920 riots, where tons of Jews were massacred and run out of their neighborhoods and their homes in Hebron, in East Jerusalem, the entire city of Silwan, which sits in the city of David, right next to the walls of the old city, which is now a big Arab village and a place of a lot of radicalism, was originally a Yemenite settlement. In those 1920 riots that were stimulated by the Mufti, saying that the Jews wanted to take over the Temple Mount, all those Jews were either slaughtered or run out. So this is a continuation of a long blood libel, and it's brought up every time, you know, that they have a need to stir things up. Either they're getting a lot of pressure from America and from Trump to make peace, and they had to do something to rile up the masses. And this massacre in Halamish was part of it.
And we've seen some quite disturbing stuff coming out of Fatah and on social media, cartoons almost representative of you'd think of the 30s with the rats and Jews being represented as rats and undermining the Temple Mount. There's quite a lot of incitement going on in the social media at the moment.
Right. This type of incitement has been going on continually, and it's been one of the major factors in what we call the knifing intifada, which started right in Sukkot of October of 2015, when the Jewish families were killed coming in to pray at the Western Wall one afternoon of Shabbos, and that's kind of what sparked this whole knifing intifada that's still going on. The incitement has been absolutely horrific and incessant. And what's really shocking is a State Department report that was just released before the weekend, basically holding Israel responsible for the terrorism, and believe it or not, saying, despite all of the documentation, blatantly lying, saying that the Palestinians rarely incite. You can see it, I can see it, Palestinian Watch. .org documents it 24/7. It's just not true.
And what is the possibility of this now? We're seeing it affect also diaspora communities. We've seen, obviously, in Jordan, this issue of the embassy there. Do you think that it's likely to also spread out into other communities outside of Israel as well?
I think it depends on the governments and how much they need Israel's help and cooperation right now. We've seen a lot of behind-the-scenes détente with the Gulf states, with Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates. We're all united against Iran. And so there's been a lot of détente. I don't think that those kind of states will allow people to start agitating against Israel. I don't think there's any purpose in that for them. And but Jordan is a different story. Jordan has Jordan is still responsible. The Islamic Waqf that is responsible for the Temple Mount is the Jordanian Waqf.
Well, there you go. Interesting and important update. Thank you so much, Meir Svitsky from the Clarion Project, coming to us live every single Monday, making sure that everyone is in the loop on what's going on in terrorism around the world. Thank you so much for bringing us that update.
You're most welcome.